you well, just I don't know what. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I just thought about something, because I'm watching this stupid film Babylon, another piece of Hollywood eye candy about Hollywood eye candy, but again, about this bottomless sense enjoyment pit that some people can end up in. Seems especially if you're filthy rich and not that intelligent and good looking and all that. So that sex thing there, right? We must of course have it somewhere but at its most base form, waiting a little. Yeah, at its most base form. We can just refer to it as the pleasure with capital. Because ultimately, when you peel off everything else, all the bells and whistles and decorations, that's what it is, right? For people at that level. And of course, the pleasure is not only limited to intercourse, that kind, but it's really a feeling, and you can get it with certain drugs of your choice and so on. So then that is what people are chasing and hunting for, the pleasure, more of it. And of course, that's what rulers can rule people with, by giving them the pleasure as a reward and depriving them of the pleasure as a punishment. So I don't know how we can work it in here, just so it's present in the story. And it's a neat concept, the pleasure, because it really says it all. And it can also, in just one simple word, highlight the contrast there between love and lust, for as you call it, with RP, you're looking for love. And everyone else, of course, but sometimes just mixing it up with the pleasure or happiness. Everything becomes about the pleasure. So maybe some people can start questioning that. This could be a lecture in the temple or whatever. All these things that may be controversial or people may react to can be said by monks of the temple, and they would have to be responsible for those things, and not the author of this innocent book. Anyway, just a little note in the little notebook.